You're a great defender. You can elevate. You can shoot. What is it that you work on that you go, you know what, I need some work today?
Sometimes it's just all about keeping a rhythm. You know, just doing repetition of things you probably always do. You know, as an individual. You know, just continue getting that repetition in and keeping that same rhythm that makes you feel good when you go out there and play. But, you know, other than that, you know, we just go over schemes, you know, defensive schemes, offensive schemes, and, you know, we go over scouts for our next previous team.
Does anybody practice too hard and you tell them to kind of cool it?
Nah, not really. Because once we get in practice, I think we have a lot of fun in practice, and, you know, you could compete, you could work on a lot of things that you may not get a chance to work on in a game. And practice with one another, and you know, it's just fun when you compete with your teammates.
DeMar, we've seen some hockey players get in some fights and some practice. Have you ever been close with somebody?
I mean, it's been a couple, you know, heated debates and arguments. Never know, nothing like hockey though.
Do you like watching hockey?
Yeah, it's entertaining, especially when they get to fighting.
Well, this isn't hockey, what you've seen from the Maple Leafs. So do you ever see those guys? Like, do you guys ever cross paths ever at all?
Yeah, every blue moon we see them. We see them. We always pay our respects and vice versa. You know, we fans of theirs, and, you know, they fans of ours too. So, you know, it's a cool thing.
Why are basketball players, because if you've seen a hockey fight, they really trade shots. But if you've seen a basketball fight, it mostly looks like slapping with closed fists in basketball. What's that about?
You don't want to lose the amount of money that could be at stake if you throw a fist like hockey. I'm not sure how hockey works, but they fight real freely. Yeah. If you was in the NBA, it wouldn't be that, because you'll lose a lot of money.
Even if you
throw a fist and miss, you know it's not going to be a good thing.
Well, the way it works, DeMar, is you sit for 5 minutes in a penalty box. That's all the penalty is.
See, you'll sit for a much longer time than that somewhere else at home without getting a paycheck.
DeMar DeRozan, shooting guard for the Toronto Raptors. Really, what a weird stretch this has been these last five games. Great game last night. You came off with 35 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. You played an unbelievable game. It's like old DeMar. Was the injury kind of take something out of you, or did you feel more comfortable last night?
After the injury, coming back from the injury, you know, every single game was an adjustment for me to find my rhythm, get back in my comfort zone, get back to, you know, me playing the basketball I know I could play on a consistent basis. And, you know, it was a challenge. And, you know, last night was one of them nights where, you know, I felt like my old self before the injury. And, you know, you just got to build off it, you know, not just me personally, just us as a team in the whole, because, you know, we had a tough stretch and, you know, we could learn a lot from that tough stretch that we had that could make us better in the long run.
DeMar, another athlete who had your injury, a very similar, Danny Amendola. Did you actually reach out to him and ask him how he rehabbed from it?
No, I did not. But I was asking around who are other athletes that had the same similar injury as me, and, you know, that name did come up, but, you know, I didn't ask.
It is a weird one, wasn't it? Like, did you go, what the hell was that after you did it?
Yeah, I had no clue, because it really wasn't painful, but it just felt weird when I knew something happened. And, you know, it was just real awkward, you know, how the whole thing went.
DeMar DeRozan, our guest. Briefly, you play Cleveland, I believe, tomorrow night. Is Kyle going to play, and do you get psyched up to play LeBron?
I'm not sure what Kyle's going to do. I'm going to call him soon as I get off the phone with y'all and see what he's going to do. But you definitely get psyched up for playing against teams like that, because, you know, that's your competitive nature. You know, you want to play the best. You know, they're one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, one of the best players in the NBA. It's always fun, you know, especially on our home floor. So it should definitely be exciting.
DeMar, we saw Patrick Patterson wearing those oven mitts on the bench. Can you explain what's going on with that right now?
If y'all knew Patrick like we know Patrick, that's just Patrick. That's Patrick, you know. Let him tell it. You know, that's just Patrick, man. You got to love Patrick. Patrick's one of the funniest teammates on the team. And
did he do it to be funny, or did he have a strudel in the oven in the dressing room?
See, knowing him, he'd do it to be funny, and he could be using them for, you know, reasons for his hands or whatever. But he'd do it for both, you know, honestly. That's the type of person Patrick is.
Once again, DeMar, thanks for your time. Drake sits next to you guys at most of your games, and I'm a big fan of his. Just wondering, do you get sick of him chirping? Like, at any point, do you ever go, listen, you're not on this team?
No, because he ride with us, man. That's one. He ride with us in the good times and the bad times. So you got to respect that, just like the rest of our fans. You know, they're the same way, and you got to respect it because they want the utmost, you know, best out of us every single night, and they're going to ride with us when we don't have our best night. So, you know, you got to respect it.
DeMar, has he ever said something, talked some trash that you were embarrassed that he just said?
Nah, everything he say, we ride with him. It's always entertainment. You know, he be barking at the other teams when we play certain players too, and, you know, it'd be kind of funny, but it'd be cool because, you know, that get us going.
Charles Barkley is on the program tomorrow, DeMar. If there was anything you could say to him, if you could get him a message, and we're happy to do it, what would you like us to tell him?
Man, I love Chuck, man. He always supported me throughout my whole career, and, you know, he's always entertaining. Just tell him I say hello.